It is Hit 100.9's Jimmy and Nate. Thanks so much for joining us. And Jim, last month, Hutchins, God, we love Hutchins, good school, good
yeah,
people.
Yeah, developing get yourself a Hutchins boy or man or something, isn't that song?
What are you talking about?
Do you guys know that song? Get yourself a man, get yourself a Hutchins man. Is that something
yes,
I've made
that's
up?
A song. That's something I've heard.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. Probably a song that they don't want to be sung on the radio. Jim, the Hutchins boys, years 9 to 12, students participated in events to support the Hobart's Women's Shelter. These guys are doing great things, so please welcome from Hutchins School right now, we've got the school captain, Ewan Sloan, and Prefect Hamish Betts. Welcome, boys.
Thanks so much for having us.
Cheers.
Sorry about the song that Jimmy brought up straight away. Great.
I was telling the boys earlier, Hutchins is a great school. I've been there. We've done a bit of a tour.
School, mate.
I wish I had the tour before I went to my high school. You guys, it blows me away. Do you guys, I guess, appreciate how much and how many opportunities you have at your school?
I mean, yeah, that's kind of, I moved here in year 7. And for me, that was the big reason I kind of came to the school in general, because it's just, they've got so many opportunities
you guys,
on offer.
The podcasting and stuff.
Yeah. I've done a couple of things like this before as well.
Hamish, you ever get lost? You ever get lost at school? Because it's a big school.
I've been there quite a while
You need
now.
Like a Rapidex to get through it.
Been there since year 1, so. Like the back of my hand.
Yeah, pretty well.
So year 1, Hamish. Yep. So are you feeling a little bit jibbed that you came in at year 7, got school captain? I mean, Hamish has been there since year 1. Surely, mate, you should have got school captain.
Oh, it's pretty standard that usually year 7 student. Gets it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Well, boys, got that beef sorted. what I'll do is, Ewan, I'll get you to tell us, because you guys are doing some fantastic stuff for the Hobart Women's Shelter. Some of the things on there, Freezing for a Reason and the Runathon. Ewan, can you tell us about Freezing for a Reason? How did that work?
Yeah, so Freezing for a Reason is mostly awareness-based. There is a bit of fundraising as well, but we got egg and bacon rolls with it as well. So they were kindly donated by a couple of different businesses.
Nice.
And then we came down to Sandy Bay Beach down at Nutgrove Beach, and we all at about 7 a.m. in the morning go in the freezing cold in the middle of winter.
Uh-huh.
So that was quite intense, and that went really well. We got about 75 boys there, and it was really good participation. It was really good to see so many boys showing their support for what it is such a great cause.
Did you do anything to practice being in the freezing cold? You know, stand in a freezer at home or turn the aircon real low?
Stand in a freezer at home. You must have a big freezer, mate.
Mate, that went to hundreds or something.
I mean, living in Tassie prepares you for it a bit already, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Hey, what about the runathon? Can you tell us how that one worked?
It was mostly, we started with contacting businesses, and then we got sponsorship from a lot of those, from quite a few businesses.
Mm.
And then on the event day, we had parents and grandparents donating from... There's like little small donations.
Oh, cool. Okay. Then, raising money for it as well. Yeah. The runathon. How far did you have to run for the runathon, Ewan? Did you have to run? Did you do that too?
Yeah.
You froze and ran.
Yeah, I did. So
putting through your paces,
aren't we did 12 hours overnight from, I believe it was 8 p.m. to 8 a.m.
Yeah,
and
wow.
Then when we finished up, we just were trying to do as many laps as possible with the relay baton.
Mm.
So it was really impressive. We managed to end up doing a total of...
He's got it written down, guys.
Yeah, 457 laps of our oval, which is 183 kilometres throughout the night.
Jesus, that's huge.
Can I ask you, why did you pick the Hobart Women's Shelter? Why was that an important, I guess, place to raise money for?
I think it's just it's a very worthwhile cause that, I mean, a lot of boys' schools would often overlook, because it is a very, like, it's obviously, it's a focused on women and supporting women in the Hobart environment. And I think it's something that, just with a lot of our boys, with things that had been going on recently, I think a lot of our boys were keen to show support for what is such an important cause, and often is stereotyped to be something that an all-boys school would just look straight past.
Mm.
So I think that was really important for us.
Absolutely. Well, boys, you've done some phenomenal things. Now, we do have a bit of a surprise, because up next, we've actually got the CEO of the Hobart Women's Shelter standing by, Janet Saunders, and you guys have got a special thing for us. I believe you've brought in behind you there, Ewan. That's a check.
Yes, it is.
Now, Janet doesn't know how much money you guys have raised, does she?
No.
Okay, so up next, what we're going to do is we're going to talk to Janet, and then you guys are going to surprise her with the amount of money that you've raised for the Hobart Women's Shelter. Boys, well done. A round of applause to you. You're doing some fantastic work. And up next, stick around, we're going to get Janet on the show and we're going to surprise her with that big check. It's very hard to hide though, Jim, because it's probably the size of one of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I mean, I love novelty checks. They're just great, aren't they?
You can't like, cash them in like that though.
No, it says not a real check.
Coming up next, Hobart Women's Shelter CEO Janet Saunders joining us. We're going to talk about Hobart Women's Shelter and also present her with this huge check that the Hutchins boys have raised. Lads, thank you so much. It is Jimmy Nath on Hit 100.9. Stick around. It is here, 100.9. It's Jimmy Nath. Thanks so much for being a part of the show. Jim, we just had the lads from Hutchins School in, school captain Ewan Sloan and prefect Hamish Betts, and they were talking about some of the awesome stuff they've done to raise money for the Hobart Women's Shelter. And now we do have the CEO of the Hobart Women's Shelter joining us on the show right now. Please welcome Janet Saunders. Janet, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I guess first things first, for those of you who don't know, can you explain to us a little bit about the Hobart Women's Shelter?
Yeah, sure. So we provide crisis accommodation and support to women and children that are homeless, and often the main presenting reason for homelessness is family violence. And we also see a number of women and children coming to us as a result of the housing crisis, housing affordability. So we have 25 units on site, crisis units, and we have our administration centre there. We have all of our support workers on site, so we provide 24/7 support. In addition to that, we have transitional accommodation, which is more medium-term accommodation. So for families coming through the shelter, it's a good opportunity for them to progress into transition accommodation, then creating more space for other families that need to come through.
Jenna, can I ask, I mean, you don't know yet how much money the boys have raised, but I guess if people are donating money and you're getting money, where does that money go?
Yeah, so we are a local charity and we've been around for over 40 years. So all the money raised will go directly into supporting the women and children at the shelter. When I initially met with Ewan from Hutchins, I was talking to him about the fact that the needs of the women and children that come through their shelter, often their needs outweigh our funding capacity, and we really rely on that community support to fill those gaps. It's really important.
Janet, as we know, it's been a pretty tough year for a lot of people. Of course, with COVID-19 coming through, we've seen unemployment go through the roof, a lot of people losing their businesses, their homes. How has that impact been felt with you guys at the Hobart Women's Shelter?
Yeah, it was really quite interesting for us because what we saw during COVID, particularly when there were more people working from home, is that we had a reduction in the number of calls that we were actually receiving. But we really think that's because if there are potential perpetrators working from home, then it's harder for women to reach out for support. And a lot of face-to-face support also ceased in the sector. But what we're seeing now is we're seeing that spike now, and we're seeing around sort of 300 unassisted requests for accommodation a month, and those unassisted requests represent the number of calls we receive.
Jenna, can I ask, I mean, again, before we get the check from the boys and the amazing work and stuff they've done, if people are listening to the show right now and they want to get involved or donate money, how is the best way to be involved and donate money?
Yeah, sure. It's always good to give us a call at the shelter to talk to us about what we need. We don't have a lot of storage, but we do have relationships with other local charities that can sort donations for us and distribute those donations for us. Obviously, money is always good because then we can really focus on what we need and who's in the shelter and what they need. I was saying to Ewan that with the money that's been raised through Hutchins, we'll use that for our children's therapy program. So we have a children's therapy program because often when the children come in, they're quite traumatised. And sometimes they can have difficulty in regulating their emotions, and having a children therapist on site just allows us to sort of help them to regulate those emotions. And so that's funded completely from donations from the community. We have two staff there.
I do want to say as well, again, before the boys present the check, because I'm blown away by Hutchins boys and what they've done is I can see the check. Now, you haven't seen this yet, Jeanette,
no.
But I did make a joke during the song. I was saying, look, can't believe the boys raised $5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you said something very lovely. You said every dollar counts.
Yeah, absolutely. Every dollar counts. And one of the other things we're doing too is we're actually rolling out a program called Mentors Violence and Prevention. And it's being funded by the TAS Community Fund. It's a statewide program, and that's about talking to communities about what family violence is, what it looks like, but what they can do as bystanders to change that behaviour that perpetuates violence against women. So for those that are listening and they might not have money to donate or goods to donate, just by participating in those workshops is a really good opportunity to make a difference. And people can contact us at the Hobart Women Shelter to find out about those workshops. So they're statewide and we're rolling them out over a three-year period.
All right. Well, Janet, what we want to do now is we want to bring back in the Hutchins school captain, Ewan Sloan. Ewan, thanks for coming back in, mate. Now, as Jim just said, you do have the big novelty check here. Janet hasn't seen it. So thank you guys for choosing the show to do this. This is exciting. We've never had a check presentation.
Yeah, no, we haven't.
This is exciting.
We haven't
done a check presentation. I kind of want to ride this out for a little bit. Yeah. Should we keep it going over a couple of days? You guys want to stick around.
Ewan, there's some people you want to thank as well, I guess.
Yeah, so I just want to say a huge thank you to our corporate sponsors, Shadforth Financial Group, McDonald's, Bridgewater, Moona, New Norfolk and Sorrell, Fairbrother, Spectran Group and SRT Logistics. Without those guys, it really wouldn't have been possible. And of course, the support from the community around Hutchins and anyone else who donated, a huge thank you to all of you because it wouldn't have been possible to get what we've gotten. So.
Absolutely. Well, Ewan, over to you now, mate. You can get that check. You can read it out for us because unfortunately it is radio, so no one else could see the check. But yeah, as you hand it to Janet, it's up to you to tell us how much money that you guys have raised for the women's shelter.
Yeah, so we really appreciate that everything you guys do over there. So it gives me great pleasure to give you this check worth $17,504.35.
Oh my God.
That's enormous. Thank you so much. I mean, that's certainly more than $5, hey?
$17,000. This is huge, over $17,000. I'll be honest, I hadn't seen the check until just then.
I just want to say, it is radio, but I just wish that Hobart could see the look on Jeanette's face right now.
You were $17,000.
This money. I mean, that's an enormous donation for us. That's extraordinary. And that will certainly keep our children's therapists employed for the remainder of the year. They're only contracted to the end of up until Christmas. So thank you so much. That means that we'll be able to support many children coming through the shelter. And it's really important that Hutchins are getting involved in this. It's really important to us at the Hobart Women's Shelter because what we see is that there are young men championing and really trying to change that behaviour that perpetuates violence against women. And that's really encouraging to us. And it's not the first time that Hutchins has actually supported us. So thank you.
Thank you both for coming in. We're so glad we could be a part of this. Ewan, thank you so much, School Captain of Hutchins. Janet, well done. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
This is incredible, guys. Yeah. Thank you so much. And I guess all the best with everything going on the future. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks
for
having us. Thanks so much. Yeah.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.